We know our kids can be embarrassing and ridiculous, but moms can be too. We chat with Haley and Sam from Don't Call Me Mommy about our most embarrassing and hilarious mom moments on this week's Band of Mothers podcast.
This is the Band of Mothers podcast.
Hello,
breeders. We just recorded this whole intro
three times
because I wasn't recording, which is amazing.
Welcome back, breeders. You don't know this, but yeah, we've been sitting here on this couch talking for a while now, but not recording any of this. So
here we are.
Hi, we love you.
Band of Mothers podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe.
Yes.
Please share with your mom friends. Please leave a review, a good one.
Yes, please. We've got a couple nasty reviews. Can we talk about them?
We have?
Oh my gosh,
well,
yes.
There was the troll one that said women aren't funny.
No, yes, there was that one. And then someone recently wrote...
Are you going to ruin my day?
I just think it's funny. It was like, I don't know who on earth would take advice or think these two ridiculous women are hilarious or something. It was like so mean.
Was it from a man or a woman?
It was from a... I don't know. It was from a bot. I don't know.
Also, we're not ever giving you advice, so I wouldn't...
Agree. Or it was like advice or support. I mean, it was like real mean. And then one star. Like someone took the time to just not like us. I'm into it. I'm fine. You know what?
And then there's like, this podcast changed my life. So.
Yeah. Well, I am.
My mom. But it's just kidding.
We're fully fine with negative feedback. I just want you to say it to my face so we can have a talk discussion about it. You know, like I'm fine if you don't like something. But don't like passively put it on. Somewhere where I can't engage with
you. But that's the world of the internet. Like that person felt better about themselves, like just throwing some shit at someone.
Well, I hope they stubbed their toe after they did it.
Believe me, karma is real.
Karma will come back.
For sure.
Like if you think I'm that awful, like let me know. Let's talk about it. Maybe I need to change. But give me a chance to defend myself.
It's ridiculous. For sure.
Oh, for the love of God, just don't listen to our podcast.
I know.
Anyway, yes, please subscribe. And
Oh, wait, there's one more thing that I have to tell our listeners. I keep forgetting.
Oh.
We have had so many people join our Facebook group, our Band of Mothers Facebook group. However, when you guys are signing up, you're saying that you heard of it from the podcast, but then you're not saying yes to the rules. And then I can't let you in.
Yeah, you got to abide by the rules, yo.
Listen, the rules are easy. It's literally don't be an asshole.
Jerk, yeah.
Yeah. And so just go back in and type yes. Or click on yes and I'll let you in. But we can't let people in who didn't read the rules. So if you're sitting there waiting for an approval, that's why.
Yeah. And please, it's just so that people just don't act like jerks. And that way we can say, well, look, you agreed to this.
Yeah. And honestly, no one acts like a jerk.
I mean, that's the beauty of
it. Such a high vibe.
But maybe that's because they read the rules.
Well, so yeah. So if you're sitting there waiting, please just even people we know, I'm like, just put yes.
I know. Well, I'm not a rule follower, so I get it. But just say yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But anyway, this is post Mother's Day. So we're hoping that a lot of you watched and thoroughly enjoyed our Mother's Day Eve show. I know I did and will do.
Okay, you realize we are recording this pre-Mother's
Day. We're recording this pre-Mother's. So we are in the past and the present right now.
We are
the fifth
of Mother's time travelers.
But we hope you had a great Mother's Day. We thank you for coming to our show.
Thank you for tuning in.
And if you missed it on Mother's Day, Mother's Day Eve, which is totally understandable, good news. You can stream it for the entire month of May. Just go to bandofmothers.com.
Yeah. And it'll take you straight to the ticket link.
Yeah. So you can still have a little breeder party whenever you want.
Yeah. You won't get to like do live chat, but you'll be able to watch it like on your TV and not have to worry about your computer.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean,
you can I'm sure you'll be chatting on your phone while you watch it anyway. So same diff.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about Mother's Day and how you don't always get what you want, like present wise,
which is why we have Mother's Day Eve.
Exactly.
Because then you get what you want from other moms.
Yeah. Which is just simply validation and love.
Sure.
But I wanted to ask you, Tracy, like, what's the worst gift that you've received from Johnny, from your husband?
But not on Mother's Day?
Well, it could have been Mother's Day. It could have been whatever, because my husband's notorious.
Well, yeah. I mean, Johnny's actually a good, he has high years and low years. But he's usually a good gift giver, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Well, we were just laughing. I mean, the worst was when we were going to get engaged. We were just so young. Mm-hmm. And he just took me to a, unannounced, with no ceremony, just like drove me to a jewelry store. And
it
I'm
was
like
a Zales or something.
No, no, no. It was Chain Company, obviously.
Oh,
we're Colorado.
Sorry. Okay.
And he drove me to the jewelry store and I was like, what are we doing here? He's like, I thought you could pick out your engagement ring. Mm. And I'm literally in front of the front doors of the store. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Absolutely not. Is this your proposal? No, 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 no. Like, heart stop. We got this big fight right in front of the Shane Company. And I was like, no, this is not how this is happening. You need to put some more thought into this.
Wow.
And then like a year later, he did it right. But yeah. that's just youth.
That was just youth. Yeah.
And then just dude brain on top of it. But you've got story after story.
Well, it's not his fault. I just, there's a block there. And 1 year, our first Christmas together, he got me a blank VHS tape, like not even wrapped in a pack of three, just like a cellophane wrapped VHS tape.
I mean, I know this story, so I'm not going to act like I'm surprised hearing this, but it fills me up every time you tell it.
And so these two things came
together.
A blank
VHS tape, a single unwrapped.
Yeah, like a cellophane wrapped blank VHS tape and like a Neutrogena face wash from Duane Reade.
It's honestly, it's almost impressive.
It was like the weirdest.
Did he have like a stroke?
And it was our first Christmas together, so I had gotten him like
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the good
wanted.
Stuff goes.
And I never had Christmas as a kid, so it was like really exciting for me. Oh, and yeah, it was crazy. And then
and he still married you. He still got to marry you.
Well, he did a really good job with the ring, so maybe that's why.
Well, that's good.
But then like Mother's Day a couple years ago, I had told him, I mean, I was like, I don't know, because we're always so busy for Mother's Day.
I never know what I want. And yeah. My birthday's in the same month, and it's right. Like a lot. And our anniversary's at the end of the month. So like I feel bad for my husband because it's birthday, anniversary, Mother's Day, and he just that's a lot to think about.
It is. It is.
For a dude.
And so 1 year, I was like, God, we had it like an old couch. And I was like, I'd love a steam cleaner, you know?
I mean.
And then he gets me like a floor steam cleaner as if I even ever mop the floor. Like I sweep the floor. Thank you. But I'm just like, that's
what dogs are for.
Like, I don't steam. Okay. I'm going to steam clean the kitchen floor now with this thing you just bought me. Like, could you have just gotten me a gift certificate to a massage? Or there was 1 year he goes, he like got me a card, which he actually always writes really nice things in the card. But this 1 year, I opened up the card and it was just like a little note. And then he goes, and also whenever you want, you can go stay in a hotel.
Oh, I love those.
I was like, yeah, I fucking know I can anytime yeah. I want. Like, thank you. You didn't even write it in the card. You just told me on the couch.
I mean, I've pulled those too. Like, and then I'm going to allow you to do this thing. I've done that. I will admit I've done that before.
It's
when
so
I felt
funny.
Like, it's usually like when you're desperate and you know you screwed up a gift and then you just, you're like, and then I couldn't really wrap this, but.
You can go on a golf trip. I know I can go on a golf trip.
You're not my mother.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, no. And we were talking about how you wanted this massager for Christmas and then you just didn't get.
Oh yeah. Like he saw one in Costco that was similar and just like got that for me and then wrapped it in the garage without even like tape or scissors, just like torn up paper wrapped around it and then walks in the house with it, kind of hands it to me. This is before Christmas and is like, do you want me to put this under the tree? You want to open it now? I was like,
I mean, it is almost, it's almost like a deficiency.
He
it's
does
like
have
a,
like a problem.
It's
yeah.
like a, it's like a mental thing. Mm-hmm. But like, and I also think because my father is kind of like this, like there's people that just will not buy you exactly what you want. Like, you can just be like, I want this coat. Mm-hmm. I want this pair of shoes in this size and in this color. Mm-hmm. And you will not get those shoes. Mm-hmm. They will be slightly reminiscent of what the thing that you really wanted, but it won't be that. And it's like, people can't physically bring themselves to just give you the pure joy.
Or they'll just give you permission to go get the shoes.
I mean, I'd take that besides, like, then you have to be like, oh, thanks. This is like definitely not what I wanted, but kind of. So then I'm supposed to be happy. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We hope you got what you wanted.
I do. Can I just say really quick, though? Mm-hmm. I do miss the homemade gifts.
The kids?
I only have one kid and it went so fast. Mm-hmm. And like, I loved those little things. Like, yeah. I do miss that.
Yeah.
Last year, Evie made me a Google presentation, like a whole slideshow, and it was
so
real sweet. That was sweet. It's not the same, though, as like a handwritten weird poem.
I think one year, Beau made me like a little booklet of like things like that he would promise me.
Oh, sure.
But it was like, I'll do something the first time you say, you know, it's like things you should do anyway. I'll listen to you. I'll go to sleep on time. I don't know.
I'll wipe my butt.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That would have been a great promise.
I mean.
For God's sake, these Lord. Boys.
But today's podcast,
yes.
I guess it's kind of about all this, sort of.
Yeah, well, it's kind of about shooting the shit. And
with two funny
ladies
moms.
From Los Angeles. They're called Don't Call Me Mommy. They are content creators. They are actresses, writers, directors. They're so funny, and moms, obviously. And we met them recently, actually.
Mm-hmm. And Haley's from Colorado.
Which is always so strange, right?
I love that. And she's tall.
Yes, yes. And so this is Sam and Haley from Don't Call Me Mommy. And they're terrific. They've done a series on parents.com. They have a ton of amazing videos that you can see at dcmm.tv.
They're just always churning out the good stuff.
Yeah. And they wrote this really great article about embarrassing moments as a mother. And so that's the focus of today's episode. And I hope you enjoy our conversation with them.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Haley and Sam from Don't Call Me Mommy. Welcome to Band of Mothers podcast. We are so glad to have you guys here. You guys, I feel like you're our LA sisters from other misters. I feel like you're our, you're our West Coast counterparts.
It's so true. We've been like saying the same things, I feel like, in different spaces. And once we discovered you, I was like, who are these magnificent beings who are like on the same wavelength?
I mean, I completely agree. So let's talk about you guys for just a second. Tell us why you got into this space. Why did you decide to laugh at motherhood kind of like we do?
I mean, part of it was obvious. We were like, there is so much ridiculousness that goes on every day in motherhood on like a comedic level, but also on a, like as Haley said, on a very painful level. So expressing yourself this way, Haley also loves to say this, is basically like our form of just self-care and therapy, but also as a way to kind of relate to every other mother out there, because we're all going through similar things.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I don't even think I'm cut out for this parenting thing, you guys.
Is it gonna be easier? I'm like dying to know when it gets easier, and it just keeps changing. I mean, I had a baby, and then Sam and I had known each other for a little bit, but we reconnected over some wine. And I was like, Sam, this is the craziest shit. How come no one told me any of this? And next thing I know, Sam was like, that's a great idea. We started creating content and a show called Shit No One Told You. And that's how we started. But it started in that moment of like girl to girl, like, what's happening? I was never given a warning label on this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like a way to kind of, for me, it was like a therapeutic version to kind of cope with what was happening and the shock of it all.
And I think opening up conversations around topics, like I remember I took this like mommy and me when my first son was like 6 weeks old. And I remember like, by the way, can I say anything on here?
Yes, sure.
Great.
I'm sorry. We have met. We just said we're sisters.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Just kidding.
And I wanted to say like, you guys are blonde and brunette like us. So yes.
I know. And Haley, I think you're tall like me.
I am tall.
I'm 6 feet.
5'10"? Oh, yes.
So
love it.
Anyways, I'm sitting there in the baby group, and I just remember like I had been cleared to have sex with my husband, but like I didn't want to. And when we did try, it hurt like razor blades. So I remember just being like a group of new women I've never met. And I really want to see if anyone else is doing this. But then I was like, they're all going to probably go home and make fun of me if I bring up the fact that like sex feels like someone stabbing me in the vagina. So I didn't. But then we made an episode about that.
Sure.
So instead of telling... Yeah. Instead of not telling a couple people, you just told everyone. And somehow that is, right. it's funny how that's just
2 million to be exact.
2 million people.
You know, what's fascinating is like, it's always in those classes, those mommy groups, whether it's a breastfeeding class or like, you know, you're a new mom and you're just like, I just need to meet some people in the neighborhood, you know, anything like that, where I feel like most moms' most horrible moments happen. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I could do an entire series on the trauma that I felt from my breastfeeding group. Yeah. I mean, there was nothing supportive about it at all. And I was the one that was sort of having the hardest time. And there was no love coming from these ladies. And I don't know why. Why do you think we do that to each other?
Yeah.
I didn't do those classes. I like went on it alone in the dark, Google message boards. I feel like I was so scared. I think I was scared of that. Of being like, I also am always saying TMI. There's no pause from here to here, from my brain to my mouth. So, but Sam, you are deep in all of those classes.
I have a theory. So I think, cause I have seen it all. I did these classes. I'm still in it. I'm still in a Zoom class. I'm still taking it.
Because we skipped over this part. Tell us how old your kids, tell us how many humans you're raising and how old they are.
So this is Samantha. I have an 8-year-old little boy and a 6-year-old little boy.
Okay.
And Haley, I have one, he's just 4.5. And I was like debating the second, and then COVID hit, and I'm like, I think I'm good. Let's get some cats.
Literally, like I'm adopting to close some pets. The womb.
That's perfect.
That's exactly. And the cervix is closed.
There we go.
We'll see. But
so Sam, you've seen So you're on a Zoom class. You've seen it all. So you, what's your theory?
I've been in baby group honestly for eight years. So I've seen it all. I think the reason that sometimes there's the judgment piece is because everyone's struggling and in such different places that I think sometimes it's easy to see a reflection of something that's happening in yourself and you externalize it and see someone else going through it. And you're like, oh no, you're not being good. Cause you see so many people calling people out on parenting choices. Like, I remember there was a screen time conversation going on in honestly, I was watching Dexter breastfeeding my kids. So let's be real about screen time. But there was one mom, she was like, so like, we don't do any, like no TV in the house. The kid was six weeks old. I was like, honestly, you could be watching like my Lifetime murderer shows. And like the kid wouldn't know any different, which I did. But and then she was like, and when the kids get older, like we're going to do like nothing. Like, no. And I remember being like feeling very judged, even though I hadn't yet said that I was breastfeeding to Dexter. I was like, I can't now talk about the fact that I breastfeed to TV because she's going to judge me. And there was a lot of that, like being scared, you know, or I breastfed my first, but then with my second, you know, he wanted formula too. But there was a lot of weird feelings around, you know, that too, breastfed, bottle, pumping, don't pump, this, that. And like, I think every topic you can go through in motherhood, you're going to put a group of women together. And I think, again, the judgment comes from our own feelings about it and our own uncertainty about our insecurities around it. Because that's got to be where it comes from. Because at the end of the day, we're all on this like playing field where it's so universal. And we're all going through similar things of loving this human being that's now outside of our body in a way that we've never understood. And with that comes a loss of control, fear, and a loss of identity. And I think that can bring out the good and the bad in us. And I think the bad is that, honestly, I understood is that judgment of other mothers.
Yeah. I mean, that's our whole mission, you know, proselytizing across the country was just to get all those women in a room together and say, it doesn't matter if you limit your media or if you give your baby formula, we are all just accepting that this shit is hard. And that is really what, you know, kind of motivated us to keep going all these years. And it sounds like, you know, obviously the same for you.
But I think you nailed something. You said it's the uncertainty of it, because I wonder if, you know, obviously people have very strong opinions on how to raise children, right? I mean, from all aspects, from diapers to food to everything in between. And that's fair, because you have to have strong feelings because you're raising a tiny human that you don't want to die. And so you've got to you got to roll up your sleeves and dial it in for sure. But I wonder if it's so much judgment as it is, like you said, uncertainty that you're just hoping you're making the right choice.
Right.
And anything that's off the path that you psyched yourself up at 4 a.m, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to feed the kid and all these things that I'm going to get done today. If anything makes you doubt yourself, it's just like, no, you know, versus no, don't do that.
That's such a good point. I think that we're holding on so tightly and we create these restrictions and then we're projecting, like you said, that judgment outwards. And it's so sad because at the end of the day, it's like every kid is different. If there's anything I've learned from talking to tons of women about this constantly, every kid's different. Every situation's different. And there's no one thing that works for everybody, you know? So I just feel like the more that we can kind of like relinquish that control and laugh, I mean, that's what we're all here to do, right? It's so powerful. So
every kid is different, and every kid is different every 6 months, you know,
or like three.
Yeah. Right. Like it's not even for life. Like they're different constantly.
Yeah.
So that brings us to, you know, focusing on embarrassing moments that moms have. What made you decide to focus on how embarrassing it can be for us versus just the like fucked up things our kids do?
I mean, because like, you want me to, okay. I'm like, I'm sick of talking about them. Like, what about me? Like, how do I feel? Like, you know, it's all about you all the time. And I get it. Like, you're a kid, but I just felt like there was so many things that, and as a comedy writer, which I have been for a while, I just, I'm like, this is gold. I told Sam, like, we're sitting on gold here. And we started a column, actually. And that's how we started talking about these things, through a column. And it was another form of therapy. It just felt so good to actually, something that I wouldn't even tell my neighbor, but again, that I would tell, you know, thousands of people.
Welcome to podcasting, right? So what was an embarrassing moment that spurred this idea? Can you share with our audience?
Well, there's so many. I mean, so many. And to add to Haley's though, before we jump to that, I think also Haley and I like talk about everything. Like there is no kind of that TMI. Mm-hmm. So I think it also came from Haley and I just honestly like telling each other stories, and we laugh at them. Like they're funny. And we're like, let's just share it with millions more people. No, but Haley, we have so many embarrassing stories to jump off. My first one that we shared was when I was like 2 or 3 months postpartum with my second. And I felt like I looked good. Like I, you know, the belly bandit had just come off, and like, sure, I probably was carrying an extra 10 pounds, but like my boobs looked great. And like, I was glowing, I thought. And I lived in Venice at the time, and I was like, I'm going to go get an espresso from my favorite coffee shop and show them how awesome I am. So I like went without the baby too. Like I just went on my own, and I left the baby at home, and my husband was home, and a woman came up to me and she congratulated me on my pregnancy. And I felt so disoriented that I started to feel bad for her. And so I said, thank you. And it was just this like downward spiral of like feeling shame and embarrassment. And I just kept the conversation going. She's like, how far along? I'm like, a bit. And she was like, well, you look amazing. I was like, thanks. Because it got to the point where like, you can't correct them anymore. Like I've already said and confirmed that I'm pregnant. Even though and I didn't have the baby with me, right?
Yeah, so, I was going to say, then they're just like, well, where is the baby then? Oh yeah.
So that was super embarrassing. I remember like just feeling like my cheeks burning and wanting to like go into a hole in the ground. So that was the first one we shared. I'll let Haley jump in. Well, I think it's very appropriate that your show is called like the pump and dump, because I, again, like I said, I didn't do the mommy classes. I'm a kind of like, I kind of go my own way in things. And so I didn't know that what happens when you don't have a baby on your boob or a nursing pump at home. I just went on Amazon and got like one of those hand pumps for we're going to go out for my first night out. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just get like an Amazon hand pump. So I get in the car, we're already halfway downtown, and it's like not sucking, like the phalanges are too big or whatever the hell they're called. Sure. What are they called? What are those like?
No, you're right.
Phalanges.
Yeah.
Phalanges? Oh, right.
I think
phalange,
so.
Yeah. The thing
that you put your nipple in. And we're like, yeah, we're like, what is that called? Sam and I had no idea.
I'm like, this thing.
this thing. So I was like sucking and it wouldn't attach. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'll just like leave it in the car. I'll figure it out. I had never experienced what would happen if I didn't have a way to get it out. So there I was out with my friends in a bar, and I had to go milk myself into the sink. And a girl walked in on me and we made eye contact and I'm just like there pressing my boob.
Oh my gosh.
And it was horrifying, you know, but it made for great content. I know. I'm like, good luck Googling that tonight, honey. Have fun. Yeah. That's going to be a good time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just had no idea. I didn't know that that was a thing that you just
breast pumping is its own. I remember my daughter was like 6 months old or something. We went to see my husband's family and we were, you know, at that point you just don't give a shit who sees your boob, right? Because you're just breastfeeding all the time. Your boobs are just out. So it was fine. Like I was, and then at one point I was pumping, but I was pumping on the couch. I don't know why I was, but I just was in this other person's house. And my brother-in-law, so my husband's sister's husband happened to just get a glance when you're taking the phalange off, you know, when your nipple is like a good like 6 inches long. And I still to this day I'm like, that's not what my nipple looks like. like you know, because it pushes them out so far.
I have pride here and I'm gonna show you my
and
boob.
I'm just like, hold on, let me just get the other one, let me just like hold on, like, I'll
you know, it was far so more extended. You should have a good, you're gonna see my nipple, you should know what my nipples look like.
Yeah, that is not
a very valid thing.
It was like my son's dick size. Like it was like long. And so, it's totally gross.
That was like the curly crossing
thing I've ever said. Well, it's just, I was thinking of what it looked like. It was totally embarrassing. And I still think about it to this day. But at that point, you're just like, you're doing everything you can.
Whatever.
He saw my nip.
Did he say something? Did you have an exchange?
Yes.
What? Like, let's do a follow up. Like, why did he linger? Like, why did he just walk through?
Why did he linger?
Why is he looking?
There was no, it was just, it was a, I think his reaction was, oh. And then it was me knowing it happened. And then I'm like you, Haley, where I'm just like no filter. And I'm like, that was not what my nipple looks like. That was just from that butt pumping. I mean, it was just embarrassing. Whatever. There's a million
of
those.
You did say
right?
that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you said that.
I was humiliated. I still think about it.
Yeah.
And my son is 8. This was my daughter. So she's 10. It's 10 years ago.
I just want to make a t-shirt that says, why did he linger? I think that's like the best.
I just want to know why he lingered.
He lingered because he saw the nipple finger.
Yeah, that's not a nipple. That's a baby dick.
That's a baby dick.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of pet meds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I love these breastfeeding stories. Like one of the ones I shared with Haley that we actually included a scene on in one of our Shit No One Told You's was, so with my first, I think I went to like a party at my brother's music studio, and my son was like, same, like 4 or 5 months. And I was like, I got this, I'm doing it. I did bring the pump with all the phalanges. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And I thought it was so stylish. It was actually like the pump purse.
Like, oh yeah. Bag. They're like a cute pump bag.
Name on it. No. It was like a terrible bag. It was like the blue bag that said like,
oh,
diaper dude.
Oh no. It was like Medela. Or oh, like, Medela. Like,
I had the Medela bag on my shoulder. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so cool. And so I actually like went to someone. I was like, is there a room I can have some privacy for like 20 minutes? So they sent me into Studio A, and it's a padded full music studio room, right? So I shut the door, and of course I'm wearing an outfit that I have to take the whole thing off, right? Like, oh, I'm naked at this point.
Full
and
nude.
I put it on. Yeah. I have full nude. And I put the thing on because I, you know, and I start pumping. And I'm just sitting there like on my phone in Studio A. And all of a sudden, the door goes wide open. It's like 10 like hipster music dudes. Oh, and the guy's like, and this is Studio A. It was a tour of the studio because it was like, these are my titties.
And this is Studio B and C.
Yeah, I was going to say, that really should have been Studio B.
They all lingered. They all stood there for like a good extra beat. Why did they linger? Then the door just shut slowly. And then I had to go back out to the party and socialize with everyone. And I didn't address it. I just pretended it didn't happen.
Sure. I mean, good call.
Yeah. Wasn't your brother
survival? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time I was in, same thing. I was like, I'm going to go to the mall. I've got this baby in her stroller and I'm just going to like walk around. And somehow I wound up in Neiman Marcus. Oh, I know why. Because I had to find a bathroom. I had to go really bad and she needed a pump and I needed to change her diaper. And I didn't really feel like I should just go in the mall bathroom. So I'm like, where's the nicest place I can go? Let's go to Neiman Marcus.
For sure.
And I went into their like beautiful bathroom and they didn't have, I don't think they had a baby, they didn't have a changing table. It was like one of the like lounges for the women. So I had to put her on the ground. Like it was like nice carpet and I'm leaning over her. Same thing. I'm dripping sweat. It was hot as hell in there. And this like worker like walked in and stared at me and same thing. I'm like, huh? And you know, she's splayed out poop everywhere. And I just, the judgment I felt for even like debasing their lounge, I walked out of there in total shame and I will never forget it. Nor did I ever go back to Neiman Marcus.
You're welcome, Neiman Marcus. Way to bring them some good, you know, content. They're so bored anyways over there. So, you know,
are they
what?
Still open?
Not in Denver.
I don't know.
Question mark.
I feel like
question
it's only mark. 65 and up. I don't know. To give a plug to Bloomingdale's, they have a great mother's lounge.
Oh, we don't have
I
that
used to go and just breastfeed there and just sit there. I'm sure they were like, why is this woman always here and not buying anything? But I would just go with the baby.
Cozy chairs. I love that. I wanted to do an app where it just rated bathrooms for women. Because like when you're traveling and you're away, and especially when you have kids, you want to know like, what's the good airport bathroom? What's the good mall bathroom? I think it's a legit It's like a legit thing.
No, you should keep that to yourself because that's
yeah,
really
you just
it.
Told all these
or
people.
Or if you want to do that together, like make that. Some money.
I mean, right?
I mean.
That's amazing.
Genius. Yeah.
I definitely pumped in like the same bathroom stalls I used to do drugs in New York City.
Oh, you know what I mean? Love that full like, circle moment.
Talk about that evolution.
Oh, to be here doing cocaine in the whatever. 90s. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Hey, it's all the circle of life. Hopefully it is we'll a circle be of life. Back without babies eventually.
You know what your story yeah. reminded me of, Sam, where you were at the coffee shop without your baby. Do you guys remember when you would first, like the first couple times you'd leave the house without your baby? Because like... Oh. You had 20 minutes to go to the grocery store, but then you would be like checking out and you'd be like, where's my baby? Like that feeling.
I had it in the car. I was like, where's my baby?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I always had that at the grocery store.
Yeah.
The first time I went out with Carter, my son, we had like a bunch of oysters. I was with my in-laws and they were paying for it. I was really excited and my husband wasn't there for some reason. And all I remember is just like having my full meal, which is oysters and champagne.
Yes.
And we walked out and I was like, oh, I'm back. I'm feeling myself. And I'm like, oh shit, my kid. And I run back inside and he's just in his little car seat. I definitely left him at the restaurant. So
oh my God. And the grandparents didn't notice either though. So that's not really entirely your fault.
Thank you. Like, hello. I'm like a little bit tipsy. I've had, you know, 85 oysters. This is no longer my responsibility. They should have some say.
Agree. So. Totally agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Has anyone left the baby on top of the car? I was always so scared of that. Like, you know, when you put,
I'm scared of all the things. Yeah.
You know, like I was always so terrified of that.
I was more scared. You know what I wanted to invent was and maybe this is a thing and I just don't know about it. A brake pad for your grocery cart.
Yes.
So that when your baby's sitting in it and you're putting your groceries in, they don't just start just wheeling away. Because that was like always my biggest fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they don't stop. And then you have to like you have to like get it in a position so that it doesn't roll away. But what if moms were just like, and just like put a little thing on a wheel.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
That it's also in your bra. Like,
of course. Yeah,
like motion to your bra. It's a great place to keep everything
where
you need.
Just keep everything
brake pad.
That's where,
so,
well, her elongated tampon. Nipple, she just wraps it around and she just keeps it in there.
My baby dick.
Tied up. Wait, I have a grocery shopping story.
Okay.
So I used to walk to my grocery store. It was like my chance to get out. I would take my stroller. I'd be up a baby, but not the little one, the biggest one you could get.
That's right? What I had.
So the Vista or whatever. He'd be sitting in it. And it had the big undercarriage, right?
It was real good.
You can
fit a case of beer under there.
Yeah, baby strollers.
So dangerous. I would not get a shopping cart. I would actually walk it to my Whole Foods and fill up the bottom of the cart and then walk home like that. And it was like my little hour of the day that, you know, and he would sleep or whatever. So how many times have I almost left Whole Foods without checking out? Because I loaded up and then I leave. And then, you know, he'd wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I got to go. And I have someone from Whole Foods chasing me, thinking I'm hiding food in my kid's stroller. Like, literally, I think they were like, watch her. We know her. She's
gigs up, mom. Okay.
You go, you like a wig on.
Yeah. Nice baby as your cover. And I was always on the phone. This was like my chance to multitask. I'd call my mom. I'd call my friend. I'd listen to music or whatever. And then when he woke up, you get panicked and you just leave. Because I'm like, I don't want to chase him at Whole Foods.
That's hysterical.
But I would leave with like stuff.
Sure.
And the Whole Foods person's like, that's not even a real baby. And they like, like lift a blanket and it's just a scarecrow. I don't know.
I did that a lot. Oh my God.
It's a watermelon amazing. That you also stole.
With sunglasses.
Yeah. That you also stole. Can I tell, we may not be able to keep this. This is kind of a dark story, but I'll admit it here.
Does it have a baby dick in it?
No. Okay. No, thank God. But speaking of grocery stores, do you know how sometimes, I know you do. Every mom has like a paranoid scenario that just plays out in their brain like over and over. And mine was after I loaded the groceries and the baby and had to take the cart to the thing, I was convinced that some creeper was just going to leap out and steal my baby out of the car. So I would like run to put my cart away, but also like continually locking my car like over and over like a crazy person and then run back. because I was like, had gotten something in my head that someone was just going to open the door and take my baby
in
like
40
seconds.
Well, I feel that way about my purse, but I don't necessarily feel that way about my baby.
But I, and it's like, you know how you do something enough times, it just doesn't, I still do it. Oh, I still do it. Isn't that weird?
No, that's
By the
real.
Way, I have that.
I relate.
I have that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't trust these people in the parking lot. I'm like, I mean, I live in LA. You got just like people like running around and like yelling like obscenities. I'm like, I don't trust this guy.
No,
I had a Band-Aid stolen from my car. So, you know, like literally in Venice, they would like take like energy bars and Band-Aids. And like, obviously they would, like, they'll take whatever.
Well, and that's part of it. I lived in LA. We had a Jeep at the time and they took the back seat. So who am I to judge? You know, if you're taking the back seat of someone's car.
Why?
They took the whole, oh, you're right. Thanks, guys. I've released. Yes.
But can you also tell me if you needed to process that?
I did.
If you were that paranoid, are you guys just like 100% you always have to return the cart to the cart place?
Oh, I've just pushed into the street. I've just pushed it.
Because,
and
like, because I've been
cart shamed. And that's another thing. I have a crushing guilt complex. And one time I did have the baby and I was so tired and Ms. And this woman was like, what did she say? It was so cruel. She was like, would it kill you to put a cart away once in a while, like in front of everyone? Oh. And I was like, you know, it was like the one time where I was like, Tracy, just take care of yourself. Just go and get in the car. And like, total cart shame. The whole thing.
Well, I was
you
cart shamed.
Said, like,
I just ran
no, but will it kill my baby?
No, but it'll kill you. Here's your cart.
Yeah, I was not putting it away once and saw a friend who literally said to me, oh, you're one of those people. And I was like,
oh, come on.
Woo, here we go. And I just, but it was, there was a baby in the car, was my point.
I know.
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't do it. I was too scared.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was like you, Tracy. I was like, I at least you returned it. I was like, no, I can't do it. I kind of wheeled it into an area that felt safe, but I'm not going to leave him.
See?
Like, I'm sure we all have these. I have a public restroom story and I'm sure we all have this. So I used to find myself on the weekend sometimes, like, you know, it was when Asher was like 6 months old. And then I have a, you know, 2.5 year old. So both are still in diapers. Right. Mm-hmm. And I remember we drove to the park and we were coming home and I was by myself with the two of them. And I hadn't peed obviously in like 4 hours because like when you have two babies am I gonna pee? Am I just gonna squat in the park? Like I can't. So we're driving home and I was like, if I don't stop and pee, I'm gonna wet my pants. Like it was like to that point, like I wasn't gonna make it, like so I'm like, okay, cool, I'm gonna stop at the Starbucks parking lot in Venice and we're just gonna like get out and I'm gonna put the baby in my carrier and I'm gonna take my toddler and we're just gonna like do this. Okay?
I'm gonna do this. Yeah.
So 45 minutes later, I'm back in my car. Like I literally go in, I'm waiting for the code and then I have to buy something. So and then we go through the whole, like, I want this. I want this. No, it was like a whole production and I'm like sweating and I had to unwrap the baby and hold him while I'm peeing. And anyways, we did it. We get back.
I remember that.
Get back to the car. And I'm like, where is my cell phone? So I was like, and the kids are strapped back in. Okay. Like we're back in the car. And I was like, holy shit. My cell phone is in the toilet, the bathroom of Starbucks. Okay.
Like on the back of the toilet?
Probably. Like somewhere.
Not in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it's somewhere in the bathroom at Starbucks. So then I'm like, I can't fucking do this. I'm not getting us all out again to go back. And so I lower my window and I say to a stranger, I just, hey, you. And this woman comes over and she's like, yeah. And I was like, there's a situation. I left my phone in the bathroom at Starbucks. I'll do anything if you go get it. What do you want? And she's like, I think she might have been honestly like, I wouldn't say homeless, but definitely like open to me buying something in exchange for this. Mm-hmm. So she's like, if you get me a coffee and a sandwich at Starbucks, I'll go get your phone. And I'm taking a risk here because like she could just take my money, go get my phone and peace out. So I was like, I have babies in the car. I can't get out again. Anyways, I gave her like $20. She more than enough for a meal. Sure. And then she brought me back my phone.
Wow. That had me on the edge of my seat.
That was a ride.
That was a ride.
Those moments where you're desperate enough to not have to ever go through that again.
Oh,
I know everyone can relate.
The bathroom with the two kids is horrible.
I pee in the craziest places. I just would pull over and like pee in a business park, I think, one time, like on the side of the road with like my car door as the only barrier between me and the public. I just like couldn't make it to the bathroom in time. Like, well, here I go. This looks like a good median. I don't know if I should.
And
be
we wonder why
here,
we but... all have like back problems and paranoia. I mean, peeing with a toddler or a small kid and just holding it up and just, it's not worth it. Like, you might as well just wet your pants.
But that reminds me, one of my best friends, went out postpartum for the first time. Her girlfriends who did not have babies, they all went to brunch and just like, you know, it was like Mimosa Central. Yeah. In the Uber on the way home, she had to puke and she had a diaper in her purse and she puked in a diaper in the back of the Uber.
That's such a mom.
It is like a baller move.
But like, if there's anything that's going to catch your vomit, I mean, don't give me a diaper. A diaper.
I mean, it's kind of genius.
It's like the best story. And I was like, I was so proud of her.
So we're proud.
Holding it together.
I mean, you're like, girl, being prepared really paid off.
No, it's resourceful moms. We have it within us to, I mean, I'm sure it was incredibly embarrassing, which is the point, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we did comedy shows for moms for years and years, and many moms who hadn't gone out in years. And there was one mom, and they would drink, and it's like one drink straight to your head. Yeah. You're wasted.
Plus they get those sugar like tiki.
And they're like, give me the biggest thing you have and make it blue. Like, it's never, ever going to work out in your favor in the end.
Yeah.
And there was a mom in the front row right at the bottom of our stage and had obviously had too much to drink. God bless her. And started to vomit and took her commemorative cup and puked
in it.
Right into it all the way. I'll never forget. I was talking. You know how you can do two things when you're performing? And I was like, the words were coming out of my mouth and I'm watching it fill up to the brim, not a decimeter over, and she, not a drop anywhere. Only a mom.
But then the best part was right after that, she called someone to come get her on her cell phone. In the middle of the show, she's like, I need to be picked up.
So well, that was a bummer, but I was impressed with the other part. And like,
yeah. You're like, girl, way to like keep that even Steven right on the top.
Yeah. Moms just have it figured out.
Yeah. You guys.
This is why you have women flashing you at your shows. I mean, this is why.
Yeah, that has
solidarity.
Happened for sure.
So what would be really quick? What is, thank you, A, for doing embarrassing moments, because I think what we're understanding is that we all have so many, and even if they're not embarrassing, it's just good to get it off your chest that you ran like a crazy woman with a cart because you thought someone was going to steal your baby. Mm-hmm. What are some of the takeaways? Like, what's one silver lining that you guys have found and learned yourself from sharing these kinds of stories?
I mean, for me, when I shared the pump and dump story, we had so many responses. I didn't even know it was a thing. I was like, am I the only person? Because no one had shared that with me before. And I was kind of a new mom. And I'm like, oh my God, we're not alone. Everybody has these stories. I mean, even just today, we were just like riffing for like, you know, a few minutes. And I think it's all silver linings. For me, it's all content. It's all great content. And there's nothing that really can bring women together like sharing our most vulnerable, dirty secrets. So lots of friends, I guess, and relatable.
Yeah. And to add to that, I would say also on a personal level, I think I used to be shy or like private about embarrassing things. Like, and now it's kind of like no holds barred. I talk about my vagina, my boobs, like whatever. Like, I feel like there's a comfort in myself and in my bodily functions that I've never had, because we all have the same, like, it's that relatability. And so I think it just, it definitely, you know, now I'm like, I'll talk about whatever. So that.
Well, it's certainly therapeutic to know that you're not the only person who has done most of these things that feel embarrassing at the moment. Like, how many people, you know, during some of the first times you have sex with your husband after childbirth, your milk squirts on him, you know? Like, that's happened to, like, me. Okay, just me?
No, I'm just wondering how many
No.
Okay,
I'm
holding back.
I'm just curious about how many people have a dick nipple. That's all I'm really curious about.
Well, yeah, and I'm really sorry about that.
I'm
and
just kidding.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I've ever said baby dick. It's always been baby penis, so I apologize. It came out really harsh.
Talk about embarrassing. I repeated it to make it worse. Sorry.
I love it. It's great. Well, Sam and Haley, share with us where everyone can find you and follow you and laugh with you.
Awesome. You can follow us at Don't Call Me Mommy on Instagram and also on Facebook. And I'll let Sam talk about our podcast that's coming out soon. Yes. So if you follow us on Instagram, we promise to overshare and you won't miss a beat. When it does come out, we'll let you know. You can also hit up our website. It's dcmm.tv where we post a lot of our work. So Everything That's Embarrassing is going to be available wherever you hear podcasts, on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Amazon Music. So Be sure to check it out.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing with us. And no matter what situation you're in, we just want you to remember that you are both awesome moms and you guys are doing a great job.
So are you. Oh. We love you guys.
We love you. We love you.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So fun.
Someday we'll be able to get together and drink mimosas and throw up in diapers. Sounds like so much fun.
A girl
sounds
can like dream. A
dare. Sounds like a dare.
I am in.
Love it.
I love a good challenge.
Thanks, ladies.
You guys, awesome. Thank you so much. I love them.
I love them.
They're terrific and very attractive.
God, they're pretty.
You guys, we want to share this review with you. We've gotten so many wonderful reviews, so thank you so much. Keep them coming. Lovely. Please. 5 stars and really nice things, and we're glad that we're here to support you. But we want to share this 1-star review that we got. That's probably the meanest thing anyone's ever said to us. And we can't stop laughing about it.
I think it's the funniest thing. I love it.
Okay. So somebody took the time to go onto our Apple podcast and write, the title is Hard Pass.
Hard Pass.
And then it says, it's so dramatic. God help any woman who turns to these idiots for advice or support.
I mean, I have been called many things, but an idiot?
Really never.
It's dark. That's mean.
Yeah.
There's some anger in there.
I'm calling out Jess 510510.
Jess, I hope you stubbed your toe after you wrote that.
Jess, you can suck my
idiotic
dick.
You know what, Jess? I love you.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about it, call me. You can tell me to my face what an idiot I am. I'd like to discuss it. I mean, if you really think I'm an idiot, maybe I have some things to change.
So
I'm into
incredibly
it.
Incredibly funny.
You know you're doing something right if people just like hate, like they have to take the time to just like poop some hate out on Apple Podcast platform.
I mean, we just launched 15 episodes ago. We have 105 ratings and I would say 99% of them are
No, there's that one
delightful.
And there was like one other one that was like obviously like a bot.
Well, it was like, this just proves that women aren't funny or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was like whatever.
Anyway, thanks, Jess. We love you.
Yeah, we do. You know what? I do love you.
So if this is an impetus for you all to leave a nice review, please do.
Or if you think we're idiots, tell us to our face. Love you.
Bye.